Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
It's Easter time, and for many of us, we grew up with Easter bunnies picking eggs, and it was just a good time for friends and family, and a lot of us may have celebrated, or maybe still do, Good Friday, Jesus dying on the cross, the Resurrection Sunday, all that good stuff, and it's incredibly important, but I think we get used to the story, and we kind of just let it go in one ear. We've heard it before, and we just kind of move on with our lives, many of us. I want to revisit the story really quick, just for a couple minutes. This is super deep, but it changed my life, and I just want to share it with you. See, lots of times we get all hung up on Good Friday and how Jesus carried the cross, and how could he do that, and he's so amazing, and yet we forget what went through his mind the night before. And folks, this is a crazy cool secret. It deals with leadership, it deals with personal growth, it deals with faith. And that is that Jesus was about to face his darkest hour, the cross. But rather than think about the cross the night before, he thought about the crown. Let me say that again. Rather than thinking about the cross, he thought about the crown. What do I mean by that? Many times you and I are in our lives right now and we're consumed by our own cross. It might be an illness, it might be a job loss, it might be a relationship that's strained, and we get majorly consumed with the cross, the pain of it, and we beat ourselves down. Jesus was going to be separated from his Father on the cross. He was going to carry the sins of the world. But rather than get all hung up on the pain, he thought about the crown. John 17:24. I had to reread it so many times because it literally, I thought there was a misprint. Go to John 17:24. You will be blown away. It says, "Father, I pray that they may be with me where I am." Present tense. He's praying in the garden. This is called the high priestly prayer. He's praying that future followers may be with him where? In the garden? Not at all. Jesus had seen the crown even before he saw the cross. He tasted the crown even before he carried the cross. Jesus had already remembered his future. He had already remembered his why. Why was he going to pick up this cross? Why was he going to endure separation? Why was he going to carry the sins of the world? Because of the crown. The crown was uniting humanity with God himself. So folks, I want to challenge you. When you get beat up and hung up on your cross in life, look, you got to remember the crown. You got to think past the cross and remember the crown. And for the Son of God, that was us united with him for all eternity. In a leadership standpoint and a personal growth standpoint, I coach clients all the time who are consumed with their cross. Carrie, I'm getting so beat down in business. Carrie, I'm getting so frustrated. I can't finish this book. Carrie this, Carrie that. Here's the point. You've forgotten the crown. You've forgotten what you're doing it for, why you're doing it. And when you re-engage in that and you revitalize your vision, you shift back to the crown, then you can carry your cross. So folks, I want to challenge you today. Let this be encouraging to you. We're kind of in those days between the cross and the crown from a holiday standpoint. But just remember, Jesus in his darkest hour remembered you prior to carrying the cross, and that was what allowed him to push through and capture the crown for all of us. So be a soul on fire. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Happy Easter, and remember your crown.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.